Hi, coming to you live from Toronto, Canada. This is a special update for the Classic Camera Revival.
Coming to you live from Toronto, Canada. This is the Classic Camera Revival. If you don't have gear acquisition syndrome now, you certainly will after listening to our show.
I'm Mike Bataxi. I'm here with co-host Donna Bataxi for a small special announcement. Take it away, Donna.
Hey guys, it's Donna Bataxi here, and I'm here to talk about something that I did something a little bit crazy recently. I got myself a Cambo SC monorail. It's an 8x10 camera, and to be honest with you, I've been looking at these for quite a little bit now, and I was inspired by Matt Mirosh. I saw a lot of his pictures with his 8x10, and when I saw his 8x10 camera, it blew me away. His camera was just so beautiful, and I thought to myself that I would really love to get one of those. So I was looking at them for a bit, and they were a little pricey, and I thought, you know what, I'm still going to continue to look, and one day I was very lucky. I got a really good price on one, and I decided to jump on it. Something about the 8x10 cameras, taking your photographs, taking it out, developing it, and watching the transparencies come to life basically in front of you. It's something that I really want to start doing, and I just find it's spectacular to have a masterpiece like that hanging up on your wall that came from your 8x10 camera. I look forward to taking it out sometime soon. It was a little cold here today, so maybe within the next week. And as soon as I take some photos, I'll definitely post them up on the website for you guys to see. And I hope you guys really enjoy my pictures. Take it easy, guys.
Well, just slightly before we go, you started with 35mm with your little Olympus. I remember that quite well. And then we decided that we were going to go up to a step up because you really liked Alex's Hasselblad, but you agreed that maybe you'll try something first, like with the Bronica EC, which you really, really liked. And instead of taking another step into large format, such as going 4x5, you decided you were going to just jump whole hog right into 8x10. Why?
Well, don't get me wrong. The 4x5 cameras are absolutely beautiful, but when I just saw Matt's 8x10, it blew me away. Now, I know his is not a monorail, but it's just, they're so beautiful. And as I said, just the size of that transparency and just whenever you develop it and how it just comes to life, it's phenomenal. I can't explain it.
No, I completely agree. I understand that, When you see the transparencies on a light table, it just completely blows any other format away. I'm not going to deny. I mean, I thought the same thing when I saw my 4x5s, but I can't imagine something basically four times the size of a 4x5 transparency. Absolutely. Or, well, I guess it would technically be double the size.
It would be, yes.
Yeah, but it's going to be something else. I actually really look forward to seeing what you can do with it.
Me too.
Thanks for listening, everyone. Well, this is Mike Bataxi signing off, and keep those shutters firing.
This is Donna Bataxi, and I'll keep you updated on my pictures once I get out there and start shooting. Keep that film a-rollin'.